Listening to CGSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Here's something you may have thought about over a cold one on a hot day. Does beer taste better from a bottle, a can, or a keg? There is a correct answer, and it may challenge your beliefs. Of course, this year so far has done nothing but challenge the hardened core of our beliefs, so it's as good a time as any. We're up for the challenge. Our quest for the tastiest container of brew begins with packaging and freshness. Like anything, once exposed to oxygen, beer begins to degrade. And in the manufacturing process, there are unfortunately points from tank to container when the elixir meets outside air. Chuck Skypeck, the technician brewing project director for the Brewers Association, explains, oxygen impacts the flavor by essentially turning compounds in the beer into other, less desirable compounds that dull flavor and make the beer taste stale. Light and temperature can also affect the taste. Ultraviolet light isomerizes the hops, creating that dreaded skunky taste. Bottled beer, be it long neck or stubby, should be in light brown glass. Skypeck says the perfect example is the skunkiness you get from a bottle of Heineken out of the green bottle, which tastes completely different on tap. Canned beer has changed dramatically from even 10 years ago. Today's can of Suds has an epoxy lining that prevents the brew from touching metal, reducing that sour tang you may remember. Canned beer's variety of sizes have made it a popular choice, be it the standard 12-ounce, 16-ounce tall boy, 19.2-ounce stovepipe, and the 32-ounce growler in a can, affectionately called a crowler. But be you a bottle or can fan, steel yourself. The winner of the taste challenge is the old-fashioned tap and keg. If you're scratching your head as to why, you're actually on point. The head on a tap-poured beer is the key to smoothing the flavor and dissipates the carbon dioxide. When you guzzle from a can or a bottle, a hearty beer belch is the byproduct because you're drinking all that carbon dioxide instead. Even the kind of glass you pour it into affects the overall taste. Make mine a big one when the mercury spikes. I'm Cal Coat. This hour, a refreshing pour with a luscious head on top. From the album Mogaloo, this is the Ever Mahigo rework of Amadou et Mariam's Beau Dimanche from World Beat Canada Radio.
Yeah. Bamako, Saint-Jean de Maria.
Album. It's called Jamelo from experimental pop artist Angelica Garcia, Mirame. Before that, Amadou E. Mariam and Beau Dimanche, the Ever Mahigo rework. This is Echo Deck, no stranger to reworks. This is Second Bird Calling, the King Infinity remix from Mistake of the Year from World Beat Canada Radio.
Thank you.
Deck, the global music brainchild of Andrew McPherson, who's on to a new global groove project called Sonova. Listen for those tracks on future programs. Cinnamon Sandu is standing by with a materialistic Rani, keeping time with the beat of the world. This is World Beat Canada Radio. I'm Kel Coat.
Inkaba ve Maya. kananta ko. Kananta ba talaglej? Jumbo tik te jade. Jade et champalo. Champal jade. Jumbo tik te shunam.
Gracias por su ser.
aves, a los árboles, por estar, por ser. Es Catlipoca, el espejo humeante.
Considered a Spanish New Era visionary, that is Ape Chimba, who channels the flavor of nomadic folk songs with electronics. El Hurricane, the hurricane. The hurricane, in his words, creates rupture, separation, and pain, which everyone carries with them for the rest of their lives. We think of those who have been affected by the recent hurricane in the Caribbean. This is a new album called Harvest by Balthus, a Colombian trio who make dreamy psych pop inspired by the tropics, especially a month they spent in retreat in the jungle. It's Aquacero from World Beat Canada Radio.
Thank you.
Breezy Feels from Balthus. Time for your touch of the familiar, and this is a tune that came out in 1967 by Stevie Winwood's Spencer Davis Group, and it's blown up here by Romania's top brass band, Fanfare Ciccărlia. I'm a Man, your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada Radio.
Kingdom full of people all unknown. The image am not human, and my heart is